Technically, halachically, you want to wear the old Indian garb, fine. No problem. You could do whatever you want. It's tzanua. It falls in the guidelines of halacha. Why not? But we have to bear in mind, when a person goes for giyur or tshuva, usually it's a person that's an individual. He's not going to be drawn by the crowds. He's thinking on his own. And he has a deep desire to do what's right. Those are tremendous strengths. What happens when a person enters a yeshiva is he suddenly discovers there's a whole world to learn out there. Now, his tendency to be an individual, he has two choices. He can be a Baal Tshuva that learns and learns and learns and learns, and after many years of investment, he'll be huge in Torah, because people have the potential for that, and then he will see the correct ways for his individual strengths to be expressed. Or he could do what many Baal Tshuva opt to do, and that is learn a little bit, get the general picture of what Judaism is about, not master Judaism, not master halacha, and then still feel the need to express his connection to Hashem and his being an individual. And then you find Baalei Tshuva who are in a datilumi yeshiva, wearing a hat and a long frock and pays down to here and going to the movies that way, because they're still going to the movies, but they still want to feel a strong connection to Hashem. And you see all kinds of things here in Machon Meir. And not only here, go to every Baal Tshuva yeshiva, you'll see it. And it stems from a good place. It stems from the fact that a person has his whole life, what's gotten him here is the fact that he's been an individual and his individual desire to connect to Hashem. But now he's going to mess up his kids. And there's a huge statistic all over the world that Baalei Tshuva's kids have problems, and they have a higher statistic of kids leaving Judaism because the kids are growing up seeing their parents where there's no holds barred. Whatever you want, you can do. And the fact that the whole community goes differently, well, this is his way of connecting with Hashem. So the kid says, fine, he's went this way, I'll go that way. There's no norm anyways, right? What the parent tells the child is basically the message he's giving is, there is no norm. So I could wear my long frock, I could wear my black hat, and I could take you guys to mixed beach. Contradiction? I'll take off the frock before I go into the waters, right? You think I'm exaggerating? I'm not exaggerating. Look around. Look around. See what's going on. So you have to understand the desire comes from a good place. And you have to find a good place to release it. Meaning the desire is good. The desire to have your individual connection with Hashem. But you also have to channel it. Channel it to things that will be positive. So you could choose your mitzvot that you will focus on. I would be very careful not to make things that are overt and obvious. A guy who stands and when everyone else is saying Shema, so they're already finishing Shema and he's still Yisrael. What's he saying? What's he saying to everyone? I have my connection to Hashem. I respect that, but the need to show it to others comes from an improper place. So a person has to think how to channel this, because if a person tries to quench it, he won't be happy either. Everyone in this room is a strong person, probably stronger than I am. I had it easy. I grew up in a religious home. I continued the path my parents went on. It's much easier than what you guys did. So you each have a strength. Channel that strength. Channel it to positive. Don't let it go the way many people go, and then it messes up their own life. Because what happens? Everyone else thinks he's a weirdo, right? What does everyone around them think? And when it comes to Shidduchim, who are they going to set him up with? Weirdo. And you think I'm joking? I'm serious. I mean, this is the way the world works. No one's going to tell it to you to your face, but they're going to say, he's the guy that wears Hindu garb on Shabbos. So I'll tell you what, we'll set him up with the girl that wears Hindu garb on Shabbos. Now you tell me, is that the girl you wanted me set up with?
Well, she's Jewish, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Isn't there a halachic problem? Because that's used for Uzi's from the Zerah.
I don't think his yours was used.
Similar turban to what Maimonides wears like that.
Why do you think his was used for Avodah Zarah? You're talking about things that were used for Avodah Zarah?
No.
Not him.
It's like the black hat and the coat with all the
Okay.